Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome to Straight Talk and Happy New Year to all of our viewers on the internet. You know, we had a very successful 2007 in the National Federation of the Blind, and we are getting excited about the many projects and partnerships we're going to be building in 2008. The end of the year was very busy for us here at the Jernigan Institute. As you know, we helped Santa Claus distribute hundreds of Braille letters to blind children across the United States. And I know that from the feedback that we've gotten, that those children enjoyed getting the letters certainly as much as the gifts that they opened up for the holidays. We also, at the beginning of December, had a conference here where we had over 150 individuals who were trained in a conference called Dare to Be Remarkable. This was a conference put together by our Affiliate Action Department here at the NFB, where we talked about residential rehabilitation training and how to make the facilities providing these services across the country remarkable in every way, and how to make the blind people in coming to those programs remarkable. And that relates to our guests today. In fact, we have more than one guest. We also had all of our state affiliate presidents and treasurers here at our National Center for a seminar. And of course, these are the top leadership in the National Federation of the Blind, and so it was great to have them come and see the Jernigan Institute and give us feedback about the things that we're doing. As I say, we're looking forward to 2008, the things we're going to do this year, to our second March for Independence. And so I hope you all will continue to tune in on the internet and keep up to date on what we're doing. Now today, we have three special guests and people that I look up to very much. These are the directors of the NFB-affiliated training centers in Minnesota, Colorado, and Louisiana. And so without further ado, let's go meet them. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you. You know, rather than having me introduce all of you, I think we'll let you do that. So Sean Mayo, can we start with you?
Thank you, Mark. I'm Sean Mayo, the Executive Director of Blind Incorporated, which stands for Blindness Learning in New Dimensions. And we are an NFB training center located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that was founded by Joyce Scanlon. And in 2008, we will be celebrating our 20th year of having our first students start.
Okay, great. So many things to look forward to in 2008. Great. We'll hear a little bit more from Sean in a minute. Pam Allen is next.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having us here today. I am Pam Allen, and I'm the Executive Director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind, which is located in Ruston, Louisiana. The Louisiana Center for the Blind was founded in 1985 by Joanne Wilson. We celebrated our 20th anniversary a couple years ago, and since our inception, we have had the pleasure of working with hundreds of children and adults around the country.
Great. Thank you, Pam. And last but not least, Julie Deedon.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today. And my name is Julie Deedon. I am the Executive Director at the Colorado Center for the Blind. We're located in Littleton, Colorado, which is just a suburb of Denver. And we were also founded in 1988 by Diane McGeorge.
Great. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, in December, we had the Dare to Be Remarkable conference. And of course, you ladies run some of the top residential rehabilitation training centers for the blind in the country. And so it's a pleasure to have you here to talk about the elements in the work that you do that makes your work remarkable and effective. Can we begin by talking a little bit about the underlying philosophy of your centers and how that impacts the work that you do? Sean, can we start with you?
Right. Well, Mark, I think we all know but can't say enough the importance of the National Federation of the Blind, and the philosophy that we believe in the Federation runs throughout our centers there, from everything that we do, in the teaching of classes to the role modeling of the staff that we hire who are blind or sighted. But it translates to the students of that belief in their abilities and the abilities of blind people to do what they want to do and become in control of their life rather than having blindness control it.
Excellent. And Pam, in terms of that philosophy, how does that philosophy play out in the day-to-day classes at your center?
I think the wonderful thing about our three NFB training centers is that from start to finish, the philosophy runs deep throughout our curriculum. It happens in the way that we plan our activities, in the way that we design curriculum to meet the needs of our individual students, and also because we are grounded in the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind, our staff members believe strongly in the true capabilities of blind people. So many times when our students come to our centers, they're scared, they're fearful, they're anxious, but they are surrounded by positive role models. They're immersed in our philosophy, and most importantly, when they complete our program and master the skills they need and the confidence, they are connected with a nationwide network through the National Federation of the Blind.
That's excellent, and I know that's true of all of our centers. Julie, maybe you can talk a little bit about that important connection to the National Federation of the Blind in terms of local members and mentors that might get involved with students at your center.
Well, you know, we love having our three NFB training centers, and I know that in Denver and in Ruston and in Minneapolis, we all have very large chapters of the National Federation of the Blind. What the National Federation of the Blind gives all of our students an opportunity to do is to learn a lot about leadership, about directing, about taking control over their lives. What we do at our centers is we match people that are very involved in the National Federation of the Blind up with our students so that they work with them while they're in the program. We also really work at getting our students thinking about the next step. What will they be doing in the future when they're going to be completing training at the center? We like to get them involved in the National Federation of the Blind, and we also link them up with people that are working in different professions who are blind and very positive blind role models so that they can be working with those mentors just throughout the whole process of their training.
That's excellent. So you're not shooting for the revolving door necessarily. That's great.
That's correct.
Yes.
Comprehensive training. That's great. I wonder if each of you can think about a student. Obviously, you've had hundreds of students of different backgrounds, abilities, experiences come through your centers. And certainly there are many stories that come to mind for each of you about students that have been impacted, and certainly the three of you have been impacted by the work of your centers. I wonder if you could think about a student that you might want to tell us about, how they were impacted by the center, and we'll go from there. Anybody want to volunteer to jump in?
I'll start off.
Okay.
We currently have a student at the center. She's from Tennessee, and her name is Booth Calder. She lost her vision just overnight, woke up, and she was blind as a result of a tumor. Booth was scared to death and really did not know where to turn for several months. She ended up learning about the National Federation of the Blind and came to our center. At the beginning, she was like any person who recently has lost their vision, very devastated, really had no idea about what she would be doing. And she is finishing up her program now. She'll be attending college at the Naropa College in Boulder. She wants to work as a teacher. It's exciting to see the transformation that our students go through. There's nothing better than having them surrounded by positive blind role models. And every day when they hear all of us say, "You can do this, you can do this," and they begin believing it. That's just one example of so many people that we work with.
Excellent. Pam?
I want to share a story about one of our students. And this, as some of you may or may not know, one of the key elements at our NFB training centers is that we use sleep shades or blindfold so that even if a student has residual vision, during training and often during evening and weekend activities, in order to build confidence and in order to help students understand that vision is not essential for accomplishing tasks, something that they may have thought prior to wearing sleep shades and coming to our centers, we wear sleep shades. Of course, many students, when they enter the program, they're very anxious about this. They're used to relying upon the vision that they have. Certainly, there's nothing wrong with using your residual vision. However, students come in and they don't quite have the confidence in the alternative techniques of blindness. So I want to tell you about a story about a student who recently finished our program. He had, before he came, he was a single parent and was the primary caregiver for his children. So he, like so many people who may be listening to this, he had to make sure that he had his family, the needs of his family met, and that his children were supported and settled in so that he could focus on his training. And he was very anxious about coming into the program, but he knew, because he had retinitis pigmentosa, he knew that his vision had declined and that he needed the skills to be able to live independently, to be able to hold down a job, to raise his children, and to be the father that was so important to him, that was such a key example to him, to be a role model for his kids. So he took care of making those arrangements, and we helped him with those, taking care of those details. And he went through our program. He conquered his fears. He talked openly about his hopes and his dreams. He recently was finishing up some graduation requirements and going out on one of his last travel assignments, and I happened to run into him in the hall, and he said, "You know, I'm not scared anymore. This is what I've been searching for. I'm confident in myself. I know that my blindness won't hold me back from accomplishing my goals and being a productive member of society and a wonderful father." And he completed our program and is working for a local hotel and has his life back on track.
That's great. And of course, the National Federation of the Blind, as we talk about so often on Straight Talk, is really a family. And I think that's a good example of where the family, in the family sense, is central to why someone might need training, but then also giving a network, an extended family, to this young man. So that's great.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sean?
Yeah. We get students of all different backgrounds that come to our centers, mm-hmm. and sometimes we have people say, "Well, I'm doing well in school. Why would I need training? I'm getting by." And I think that's a key word of getting by, because a lot of when going through training can have the skills, but sometimes it's that unspoken kind of weight that you carry around that you're trying to wonder, where are those steps going to be if I'm in an unfamiliar area, and how am I going to interact with others? And so we had a student who was in a chemistry program in college and was doing pretty well in college, mm-hmm. there. But he had the insight and had talked to enough people in the Federation to know that he wanted to see what he could do to excel and mm-hmm. to improve his Braille skills, and he knew he could benefit from additional travel training with the long white cane and get around. And he went through the program and completed it, and he's now a doctoral student in chemistry, where he's actually now taken the skills that he's learned in the classroom environment and in the center training and applied them to develop techniques to use in his program, such as developing a light sensor to tell when chemical reactions have changed and to be able to time the amount of change there. So I think and he's held other leadership positions in the Federation, but it really, training benefits each and every one of us, as well as the Federation.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you know, we have a number of folks who tune in on the internet, and they are still trying to learn about what the National Federation of the Blind is. Some of them might be individuals who are losing their vision. Some of them might be family members who are saying, "Well, I couldn't imagine sending my son or daughter or mother away for training, but the elements that all of you are talking about are what really makes your centers remarkable and stand above. How would you characterize, I mean, skills is important and the philosophy is important, but obviously people have a lot of fun at your centers as well. And you have to have fun to stay remarkable and to stay fresh. So maybe you can talk about some of the elements of fun. I mean, this is not all serious all the time, that help people look at their blindness and deal with it in a positive way. And anybody can jump in.
I'll start with that. I think you're right, Mark. We definitely believe in having fun, enjoying each other, helping our students feel comfortable in different social settings, because we want them to graduate from our program and go back to their lives and to live the life that they dreamed they could. And we incorporate that into many elements. I know all of us in December cut down Christmas trees. The students cut down and decorated Christmas trees and planned lots of different holiday events. We, for example, in Louisiana, we take our students to Mardi Gras every year in New Orleans, which is a lot of fun, a very challenging setting. We do a wide variety of recreational activities, from going to concerts, to movies, to the theater, shopping, festivals, whitewater rafting, rock climbing. And in all those activities, our students have fun, they build confidence, and they develop friendships, both with the students and the staff, that last a lifetime.
Excellent.
Like what you were saying, Mark, too, is there are so many pieces to our centers, and a big part of it is having fun. The National Federation of the Blind is a family, as our centers are a family as well. It is definitely a big commitment to make to come to one of our centers. But what it's like is your home away from home. We are your family for 9 months, and you will have us forever as well through the National Federation of the Blind, and have your center experience to remember for a lifetime. We do have fun. We have fun every day at our centers, whether it is going to cut down Christmas trees or rafting or rock climbing or just coming into the center and spending that time with each other. It is always very much fun.
Yeah, I think students also get involved in helping determine some of the activities too, so that mm-hmm. they're enjoying what they're doing and we're challenging them in that. And it even comes in some of the little day-to-day things. For example, some of the students know that I don't care very much for vegetables. the students at all of our the three NFE centers, they have to make meals, and sometimes it's a small meal, and then there's also a large meal. And one of the students had a small meal, and one of the requirements is a vegetable has to be served there. And created a picture of Sylvester and had Sylvester the cat, and had saffron succotash underneath it, and worked with the staff to hang up these pictures all around, and had Braille on them. And when I came into my office, I had no clue. I just found these pictures all around, and came to the small meal, and he had tied it in with that he was serving succotash at his small meal, and everybody except me, I think, in the center knew what was going on. But I think balance is very important, of showing that life isn't a tragedy if you go blind, but you really can do those things that all your friends and your coworkers are doing out there and enjoy life.
And Mark, just one quick thing I wanted to add that I think is critical too. I know when I first learned about the NFB, I had many misconceptions, and I came to the Louisiana Center for the Blind, and I learned the truth about blindness that we teach at all of our centers because of the grounding in our philosophy. And one of the great opportunities where we have a great deal of fun and also share and grow and learn is that our students at our NFB centers have the chance to attend our state National Federation of the Blind conventions, and also have the opportunity to go to our national conventions each July. And that is a life-changing experience.
That's really great. I'm sure there are so many other stories, remarkable stories, and sometimes sad stories. Of course, it is difficult when people really cannot internalize and accept the fact that as blind people they can be successful, and that does happen now and then. I wonder if each of you can give us a little straight talk for our viewers. What message in this new year would each of you like to send to those out there that aren't familiar yet fully with what the National Federation of the Blind is, what our Jernigan Institute is, and those who are longtime supporters and are sitting there thinking, what is it that I can do to help promote these remarkable training centers and to help create remarkable programs in other parts of the country?
I'd say what I would like to say is the key is that we, all of us sitting here today, we do not want you who are listening to us and watching us, we do not want you to let your blindness stop you from doing the things that you would like to do in your life, whatever that may be. And if you feel that you are limiting yourself because of your blindness, we would love you to consider attending training at one of our training centers. Also, regardless of that, we want you to be very involved in the National Federation of the Blind.
I would say to all of you out there, in addition to our programs for adults, we also all offer programs for children, programs for seniors, programs for professionals in the field of blindness. We believe strongly in blind people, and there is always time for us to share with you, to answer questions. We enjoy, we love to exchange emails, phone calls, to communicate with you, to answer any questions that you might have about blindness, about the National Federation of the Blind, about how we're partnering with our Jernigan Institute to really shape programs. And if any of you out there, if anybody is considering coming to a center for training, make the decision to come now. There may never be the perfect time or the right time. The key is to make that decision to come, and we will help you make that happen. And it will definitely be an investment and a decision that will change your life.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that makes us different is that we have the consumer input, whether it be from the board of our centers to the staff at our centers, but we have members of the National Federation of the Blind, and that challenges us to keep growing and to keep pushing one another and the students that come in, and it's a check and balance on us. And so I think to continue providing that input, and so that we can help empower people, and if somebody does make that decision to come to training, and there are some difficulties with one state agency, that any one of us at the centers or the affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind, we stand together to help one another out through the process and afterwards.
Yeah, the members certainly are very critical to what we do at the Jernigan Institute, and certainly to the centers. Mm-hmm. You know, this is very exciting. We could continue for a long time to talk about all these great things, I'm sure. You know, this is really a privilege to have you here. All of you fine leaders are the second generation of leaders at our center, and I happen to be the second executive director here at the Jernigan Institute. I'm sure we'll have many more opportunities to talk, collaborate, dream, imagine what we want to do in the future together to build opportunities for blind people across the country. Before we sign off, I want to make sure each of you has an opportunity to let our viewers know how to get in touch with you via the internet or telephone. And of course, you can always find information here at nfb.org. But if you all can give your local information so people can call you up and talk to you about the work that you're doing, that would be great.
Okay. Well, you can reach Blind Incorporated by calling 1-800-597-9558, or you can send an email to info, I-N-F-O, at blindinc.org, and that's blindinc.org. And you can visit our website at www.blindinc.org.
Great, thank you.
You can contact the Louisiana Center for the Blind by calling 1-800-234-4166. Our web address is www.lcb-ruston, that's ruston.com. And you can also email info@lcb-ruston.com.
We would love to have you call the Colorado Center for the Blind at 1-800-401-4632 or check us out on our website at www.ccb.org.
Great.
Mark,
yes.
One other quick thing. I know all of us, since we have all been in existence for about 20 years plus, we have graduates all over the country, and our best advertisement is our graduates. And many of you, if you connect with your local affiliates in the National Federation of the Blind, will find graduates from our three centers who would love to answer questions and talk with you as well.
Yeah, certainly those who have been through the center are the best example of what makes the center, the centers remarkable, and that's the true testament, is the blind people who are out there and successful. And of course, we should say before we close that you don't have to live in Minnesota, Colorado, or Louisiana to get to one of these centers and to participate in these centers, and I guess in many cases you might come from another country in some time.
That's correct.
And I messed up the website. It's www.cocenter.org.
Great. Well, thank you, ladies, for being here. It's been a pleasure to have you here, and I hope that you'll come back again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Great.
Thank you, Mark.
That's it for this episode of Straight Talk. Until next time, keep changing what it means to be blind. Thank you very much.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314.